The Americas.
Brazil's indigenous groups. The old dismal story continues. Despite a change in the government, their plight is worsening.
Since Portuguese colonizers first appeared, the story of indigenous Brazilians has been littered with horror. Disease and violence killed many after the conquest. Slavery on rubber plantations existed into the 20th century. Today, wildcat miners, ranchers and loggers are the threat to the indigenous peoples of Brazil. A new report by the Catholic Indigenous Missionary Council tallies 1,040 deaths of indigenous children under the age of 5 in 2023, an increase of a quarter compared with a year earlier and the highest number since records began in 2003. Though the increase partly reflects improved access to data in often remote regions, other figures show that the plight of indigenous people is worsening. Last year, 208 people were murdered, compared with 70 in 2014. Brain defects and damaged nervous systems caused by mercury poisoning from illegal mining are also becoming more common. Things have not always been so grim. In 1988, following a blighted period of military rule, Brazil enacted a new constitution guaranteeing rights for indigenous peoples, above all the right to protected lands. Over 600,000 indigenous Brazilians live in reserves, which cover 13% of the country. For some years, violence against them did fall. Things turned for the worse after 2014, when Brazil entered a period of crisis. A president was impeached. A Congress enthralled to ranchers and miners gained ascendancy. In 2018, voters elected a far-right populist as president, Jair Bolsonaro. He cared little about indigenous peoples. A former army captain and a son of a wildcat miner, he promised not to recognize one more centimeter of indigenous territory. His government proposed a law that would have legalized mining in reserves. He called the National Foundation for Indigenous Peoples, or FUNAI, a government agency, a nest of rats, and pledged to take a scythe to its neck. To lead it, he chose a former policeman who had once been disciplined for siding with ranchers during an operation to evict them from indigenous lands. During Mr. Bolsonaro's four-year rule, some 20,000 gold miners illegally invaded Brazil's largest reserve for the Yanomami people, which has 31,000 mostly isolated inhabitants. The miners felled forests and spewed toxic slush into rivers. On one occasion, Mr. Bolsonaro's justice minister, Anderson Torres, alerted miners in Yanomami territory to the date and time of a police operation against them, allowing them to escape. As game fled and fish filled with mercury, malnourishment rose sharply among Yanomami people. Almost 200 died from malnutrition. Now federal prosecutors are investigating the alleged diversion of medicines from Yanomami territory during Mr. Bolsonaro's term. The left-leaning president since 2023, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, promised vigorously to defend indigenous rights. At his inauguration, Lula was led up the presidential ramp by Haoni Metuktiri, the chief of the Kayapo people. He has created a ministry for indigenous peoples and put a Guajajara woman in charge. He has recognized 13 new indigenous lands, taking the total to 537. He has beefed up FUNAI and the environmental regulator, IBAMA. And he called for an emergency operation in Yanomami territory, thanks to which thousands of miners were expelled. Yet when the operation wound down in March, about 8,000 miners returned to Yanomami territory. Reserves that have suffered the longest from mercury poisoning offer a depressing picture of what may lie ahead. Since 2016, requests for wheelchairs among the Munduruku people, whose territory lies east of the Yanomami, have grown by 135%, mainly for children with atrophied limbs. Developmental difficulties, blindness, and loss of feeling in the hands and feet are all becoming much more widely documented. Despite the federal government's actions, indigenous groups will remain vulnerable. It does not help that the price of gold has more than doubled since 2016. Criminal groups are piling in. Melina Hisso of Igarapé Institute, a think tank in Rio de Janeiro, says that in the past 5 years, a criminal ecosystem has emerged in the Amazon basin, in which illegal gold miners, loggers and traffickers of drugs and wildlife cooperate over logistics and needs such as fuel, helicopters and guns. Between 2018 and 2021, the number of firearms registered in the Amazon region tripled to 184,000. Murders in the Amazonas state are 42.5 per 100,000, compared with a national average of 22 per 100,000. A final worry is a bill approved by federal lawmakers last year. It bars the recognition of indigenous land if the tribes in question cannot show that they were occupying it in 1988. The Supreme Court has ruled the bill unconstitutional and Lula has vetoed it. But Congress then overturned his veto. A court-mandated process of conciliation gets underway on August 5th, involving a congressional commission. Most indigenous Brazilians hope that conciliation does not mean that they face further pressures on their health and their livelihoods.